Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Food never tastes as good as it does when you're really hungry. When Jesus fed the 5,000, he referred to himself as the bread of life, encouraging the spiritually hungry to believe in him. Today, why we need eternal bread and where to find it. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer is in a series on seven convincing miracles. Today, we're in John chapter 6, learning about Jesus, Lord of our daily bread. After his great miracle, Jesus began to teach.
But he's saying, as long as you eat the food that spoils, as long as that is your priority, you might miss the food which leads to eternal life, namely the heavenly food. You see, the background of this passage is this. The disciples were very enamored with the days of Moses when God gave the people manna. You remember how they went out early in the morning and they had to find this manna, and the manna was really small little pieces of it. In fact, those who have studied it have said that it's almost like little poppy seeds they had to find it, and it looked like sand. So you can imagine gathering manna was not always easy. They had to go out and they had to make sure that what they were gathering was manna and not sand, lest they actually eat a sandwich. And so it had to be carefully done. Now, the disciples and the folks were always saying, when the Messiah comes, he's going to give us manna. He's going to give us manna. And Jesus is saying, there is a kind of manna that I am giving you that is not the kind that your fathers ate. Because your fathers ate and died. But the manna that I give you, notice it says, verse 27, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. That's the kind on him, the Son of Man, God the Father, has placed his seal of approval. Two different kinds of food. There's the physical food which we need to live physically, and there is spiritual food that we need to live spiritually. And if we don't get the right food, we will die in our sins and we will not be saved, Jesus is saying. But if you come to me and you receive the manna that is from heaven, you receive me, you receive the manna that leads to eternal life. Remember the story that Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus? It says that the rich man was decked out all the time. He had beautiful linen clothes and was dining with purple raiment. That was symbolic of those days for the good life. He was a wealthy man. Then Jesus said that there was a beggar who would come and sit along, and actually the dogs of the rich man would lick the sores of the beggar Lazarus. This is not the same Lazarus who is later raised from the dead. It's a different Lazarus. And then Jesus said both of them died. And you remember Lazarus goes into the place of blessing. He is with Abraham in Abraham's bosom. And he's enjoying himself. And then the rich man also dies, Jesus says, and goes to Hades. And in Hades, he lifts up his eyes being in torment, and he is tormented in that flame. Now, why did Jesus tell that story? The reason that Jesus told it is to show how that in this life, there may be the rich and the poor, but there's the possibility that in the life to come, the fortunes of the two different men may be reversed. Jesus did not tell it to say that all rich men go to hell and the poor go to heaven. That would be contrary to everything that the Bible teaches. But Jesus is saying that there's the possibility, you see, that just because a man is rich in this life, he may actually lose his soul and live in eternal condemnation in Hades and eventually in hell because he ate the wrong bread. All that he had was the food that spoils and did not eat the food that lasts until eternal life. Jesus said, don't just labor for the food that spoils. You need that to live, but labor for that which lasts forever, the food that comes down from God. With all of the comments that are being made today and the radio programs and television programs which are going to accelerate regarding Y2K and the so-called millennial bug, what you're going to discover is that people are going to go to great extreme lengths to make sure that they are not affected. Because there's something within us that says, my preservation is number one. Jesus would say, look, be prudent, and recognize that your preservation is important, but it's not eternally important. It's not really the issue. The real issue is eternity. It is not time. Sometimes people say, well, you know, you have to live. You've heard it said. Well, I'm here today to relieve you of that pressure. Did you know you don't have to live? There are thousands of martyrs who died in the past and who are dying in these days. More people being martyred in this century have been martyred than in all the previous centuries of the Christian church added together, the experts tell us. You know why they were willing to stand there for Christ and be martyred? Because they said there are some things that are more important than life itself. You don't have to live. You don't have to live. So Jesus is saying here, the heavenly food is more important than the earthly food. Don't labor. Don't sell your soul to that which spoils. There's a second truth, and that is that the heavenly food is, if found in Christ, it is not found in ourselves. Now on this discussion, you'll notice it says in verse 28, they asked him and said, what shall we do that we might do the works of God? They picked up on this idea of work that occurs in the previous verse. And Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. He's saying that this manna that I'm talking to you about from heaven, this bread that comes to you from heaven, this is free bread that is received by faith. You can't work for it. So they asked him, what miraculous sign then will you give that we shall see it and believe you? What will you do? Well, hadn't Jesus done enough miracles? Not for these particular people that were talking to him. What will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives his life to the world. And they said, thankfully, Lord, give us this bread. And then Jesus makes the astounding statement, one of seven I ams in the book of John. Verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. What an astounding statement. But Jesus is saying this bread of life is in me. It is not in you. It's not in you. You know, we receive catalogs we sometimes don't want. You get on a mailing list, and you can't get off a mailing list. I hope God keeps better books in heaven than some mailing lists that we know about. And so we were sent a catalog this past week, which my wife showed me, and it was a New Age catalog. I just want you to listen to some of the names of the books that are available. Excavating Your Authentic Self. That amuses me. Excavating Your Authentic Self. Can you imagine all the lumps of dirt you'd find if you actually did that? Here's another one. Reflexology, the timeless art of self-healing. You do it yourself. You have within yourself, you see, the power to heal you. One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. That's the name of another book. You know what the subtitle should be? And I Saw Hell. Here's another one, Awakening the Buddha Within You. Listen to me very carefully, folks. We are in a very spiritually crazed age. Oprah Winfrey is into spirituality, but from what I read in the newspaper, she's not into Christ. Not into Christ, but spirituality. Spirituality is in. Jesus is kind of, well, you can take him or leave him. The problem with all of these philosophies is they assume that the soul itself, the inner self, can heal itself, that you find whatever gods there are within you, and so you be your healer, you be your therapist, you be the one who forgives yourself, because there's no god out there who actually can declare you to be forgiven or needs to. It's all within you. And so you have these various routes of spirituality, and you know what those various routes do? They all lead eventually to dead ends, because when life falls apart and when there is nothing left in your life at all, you find that within the core and the center of your being, you have not found God. You have not found something to hang on to. That's the deception of the age. You see, the people in the Old Testament had a danger. They had a danger of saying, as long as we have manna that we can go out and find, we are satisfied. Jesus said, whatever you don't be satisfied with that, because in that sense, it could be a substitute for the true bread that comes down from heaven. And you have all of those synthetic foods today. Because you see, we're spiritual beings. We desire the spiritual. We want to be connected to some power beyond us. And so today you have the whole smorgasbord that is laid out there for people to come and to sample whatever it is that you want of spirituality. And that is not biblical spirituality. All of that spirituality deadens your appetite for the true bread that comes down from heaven, the only one who can grant to you eternal life. The only one who can do it is Christ. There's no other option out there. Let me ask you a question. As you listen to the ministry of Running to Win, I'm sure that you pick up on what our greatest desire is. And that is the exaltation of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel, showing why Jesus Christ alone is the way to the Father. He's the one who did the miracles that enable us to be convinced that he is indeed the Son of God. And I want to thank the many of you who stand with us as we continue to get these messages to people around the world. You know, it's because of people like you that this ministry is being blessed. If you're blessed by it, it's because others have invested in this ministry. Would you consider investing with us so that others are able to hear the gospel through this ministry? If so, would you go to offerrtw.com? That's offerrtw.com. By the way, when you're there, click on the Endurance Partner button. Endurance partners are those who stand with us regularly, as I've mentioned, with their prayers and their gifts. Offerrtw.com. Click on the Endurance Partner button, or if you prefer, call us at 1-800-215-5001.
Erwin Lutzer with more of Jesus, Lord of Our Daily Bread, his fifth message in a series on seven convincing miracles. Next time, final thoughts about the true bread from heaven. This series can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. On the internet, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about seven convincing miracles when you write or call. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.